right, welcome back to Sports Central. Bishop Guilfoyle Lady Marauders capture the 7th state championship in their school's history today, 62-47 over Jenkintown in Hershey in the Class 1A championship game early today. Nate Bowen was on the call here on WRTA. Nate, really appreciate you taking a few minutes to join us, man. How did this come about? It was a good game in the first half, but then a huge run for BG. Just describe for us how BG was able to take control of this game.
It was a really good game, especially for the majority of the first quarter. And then what BG was able to do is they're like some of those great teams where they can flip the switch on the defensive side of the basketball. And that really changed things when they were trailing 10-6 there late in the first quarter. And really for about a 6-minute stretch, they went on a run of 18-2. At one point, and a lot of it was being able to turn the basketball over and create some easy opportunities at the other end in transition. And today they probably shared the ball as a group, perhaps the best that they have in any game all season long, with getting everybody involved and having four different players score in double figures. To do that in a state championship game is a really solid feat.
That is pretty amazing. We'll go through it here. Teresa Hay had 16 points. Leah Holman, 14 points, 13 rebounds. Let's see. All five starters scored at least 8 points. Danny Scipione and Ariel Bruner had 11 apiece. Sophia Warner, 8. So when you're talking about you go to the state title game, Nate, and you have all five girls score at least 8 points, How rare is that, and how much does that make it really difficult for any opponent to beat a team when they're getting that kind of balance?
Now, it's extremely rare, especially at the single A level. You might be able to see some teams that Altoona or Hollidaysburg would play at the 5A or the 6A level that would have 5-6 players that can score that many points. But to be able to do that in single A, where a lot of times, until you get to the final 8 teams, even the final 4 teams in a state, sometimes one player or maybe two players is enough to win you games, to get you to that point in the season. But to be able to do that with all five is certainly special. And we touched on it on the broadcast today. There's already 3 of those players in Sophia Warner and Ariel Bruner and Teresa Haig who have committed to play basketball at the college level. And Leah Holman, being a junior, she scored her 1,000th point in the game today. She certainly will have some offers to consider next year once she gets into her senior year. But there's not a lot of single-A teams in the state that can at any time say they have 4 players playing together that are probably all going to play at the collegiate level, whether it's Division III, Division II, or Division I.
Nate mentioned the defense. Shocking that a Christy Kack team would be really good defense. So given her playing career, you'd expect nothing less. But Nate also on the call talked about the three-point shooting. It was 29-21 at the half. BG had made 1 out of 7 three-pointers. What happened in the third quarter, Nate?
Well, in the third quarter, they came out of the locker room, and they played more the way they've played all season. And they hit their first 3 three-point shots of the second half, and that really helped to create that spacing. And they ended up going 4 of 7 from the three-point line in the third quarter alone. And that's really more what we're accustomed to seeing from them, is making those threes and taking a lot of threes. Really, everyone in high school basketball has kind of evolved, and you see a lot more teams taking them. But they make them at a percentage usually between 35 and 40% or sometimes higher. And when they're able to do that and share the ball like they did today, there's not many teams in the state that are going to beat them, whether they're a single-A team, double-A team, or triple-A or kind of on up. So
Nate Bowen was on the call on WRTA a little bit earlier. What's the plan here for when the team gets back, Nate? Fill us in on what WRTA has planned here coming up shortly in a bit.
So we'll have great coverage of them the whole day. We had the game, of course, earlier. We are going to be following them on the way back once they get closer to Altoona here, and you'll be able to follow along on WRTA, get some live updates on where the team's at. You can come out and see the bus as it drives back and drives through Altoona. and then we'll be over at the high school when the team does come back. They're having an award ceremony, a welcome home for the team there, and be able to talk to some of the players and coaches. And what's certainly been a different season. I mean, the regular season, these teams didn't know who they were playing, when they were going to play. A lot of times games would get canceled within 24 hours of them supposed to be scheduled. They would add opponents on the schedule and move things around. And they're playing four games a week, sometimes five games in 7 days there towards the end of the season to try and get everything in and get the district tournament in. So it's a credit to not only BG's players, but all the players around the state and all the coaches for us to be able to even have something to talk about today in a state championship.
Let's go back to last season, Nate. This was a nice BG team. They were doing okay. What happened the second half of last season? We talked with Chrissy Kack about this the other day. But this team went from being pretty good to being really a state championship contender last year, almost within a blink of an eye, a really short period of time. What did this team do? What did they figure out the second half last year? And obviously, the end of last season was canceled because of COVID, so there was no state tournament. BG could have won it. They had already beaten Bellwood and Allie Campbell. But what happened at the end of last season that this program really turned it around with this group?
It was really the defense, again, that Coach Kack had kind of perfected there at the end of the season. Last year's team, they had a deeper team. They had a bigger team with Jamison Consiglio down inside, and Blaze Kilmartin really played the four for them and was the sixth person that would come in off the bench, and that gave them another forward. So that was something that I'm sure was a concern coming into this year, losing that height. But it was the defense that they really found once they got into not only the second half of the season, but that game against Bellwood that they played over at Hollidaysburg in front of a packed house. And that's something that on senior night this year, a lot of the girls picked as their favorite moment was winning the District 6 championship. And that game against Bellwood was brought up for all six of the players that were seniors and were introduced and came out to the floor. That was something that they all pointed to as a game when they were able to beat Allie Campbell and Bellwood, who had been really the power in AA for so long. And they just carried that momentum. They beat a Mount Carmel team in the state playoffs last year that nobody really going into that game, aside from some people in Blair County, were giving them a chance to win that game when they played up in Bellefonte. And it was really the defensive ability that they have, and having four players that can score the ball, five today that can score the ball and can get you 10 points. If you stop it, them on the defensive end, you have two players who themselves in Teresa Hague and Leah Homan are averaging right around 33, 35. On a good day, they can get you 45 or 50 together. So when you can play defense and you have that type of firepower on offense, you're in a really good spot.
All right. The BG girls, again, congratulations, 62-47. Nate was on the call here on WRTA. We've got a lot more coming up here in a bit, as Nate said, with coverage from the high school once the girls get back. Game ended, give or take, you know, 1:30-ish or so. What kind of time frame are we expecting for some of this to take place, Nate?
We're expecting them to be back. We're heading over to the high school about 5:30 or so. We're expecting them to be back between 6 and 6:30. And that's part of the reason we're going to have some people following along on the way back to keep you updated with where they're at. So you'll be able to follow along on WRTA, and then you'll know when our coverage is going to start. And hopefully we get a chance to talk to all the seniors for sure on this team. And we've talked about it on the radio a lot during the broadcast. There's almost added pressure. You touched on it with the state tournament not being able to conclude last year. Really, all these teams were playing essentially for two teams, this year's team and the seniors that were unable to get into the tournament last year.
Hey, great job on the call. Did a fantastic job. Nate does a terrific job covering the local high school scene. Really good stuff. Congratulations to the BG girls once again. And stay tuned to WRTA for a little bit more later on. Nate, thanks so much, buddy. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah, thanks, Corey.
All right, Nate Bowen.